This is VWay News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump and the mayor of Portland, Oregon, have engaged in a public war of words over the mayor's handling of police brutality protests, which have turned violent. Portland has seen 3 months of nightly protests since the May 25th death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody, most recently the Saturday shooting death of a person during one of the events. In a series of tweets, the president criticized Mayor Ted Wheeler and urged him again to request help from the federal government law enforcement. Saturday's shooting came after a caravan of right-wing activists drove into the downtown area where they were confrontations with protesters, according to videos posted on social media. The U.S. state of Kentucky's attorney general has received a ballistics report in the controversial Breonna Taylor case, AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Kentucky's attorney general has received a long-awaited ballistics report in the police shooting of Breonna Taylor. AG Daniel Cameron tweeted Sunday that there is additional analysis needed now that the report is in his hands. He adds there will be no announcement on the investigation this week. Cameron has indicated the ballistics report has slowed the investigation into Taylor's death by police on March 13th. Taylor was shot while at home by police serving a narcotics warrant. Cameron has faced intense pressure from activists who want the officers charged in the Taylor killing. I'm Shelley Antler.
Authorities say a St. Louis police officer who was shot in the head while responding to a shooting on the city's south side has died. The 29-year-old Tamaris Bohannon had been with the department for nearly 4 years. A second officer who was shot in the leg Sunday was treated and released after the shooting around 6 p.m. in the South Grand neighborhood.